Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away, give myself away so you can use me. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces, is my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is untied. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm a church down, hurting of you. I can't say what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to the King. Through this is time when this game. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. For I know rules, no religion. I've made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces, my offering. Lay me at the throne, leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. From whom? All blessings flow. My God, we thank our praise and worship leader. Oh, Shayla Hilton, thank you, sweetie. Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up, Outreach Ministries. Amen, I am yours truly. Evangelist Baby Alford. Amen, amen, and I thank God for another opportunity, amen, to be on Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Thank God for making this time available. Thank you. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We welcome you. First time callers, please call again. Amen, amen. Silent listeners, we just look for your number to just pop up on the coin. Amen, amen. Thank you for encouraging us and blessing us, amen, with your presence, amen, amen. And to all, amen, hallelujah, has come, amen, to contribute in whatever way God has found, amen, amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry, reaching out to the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely, oh, my good old friends, deep breath, whatever the situation is, amen, we are reaching out. Yes, yes, just offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman, amen. That story is found in John chapter 4, how Jesus, amen, amen, how Jesus, hallelujah, oh, my God, how he felt about, amen, the Samaritan, amen, hey, the situation that was going on, amen. So any of us, amen, going through anything, amen, we have a comforter. We have someone who, let's say, who will fix it for us. Hallelujah. Let Jesus fix it for you this evening. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Drink of the water that you will never thirst again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, I say good evening. Good evening, good evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So what we're going to do, amen, right now, amen, we're going to let Zaya Smith come before you, and she's going to read, amen, a couple of scriptures for us. Amen, amen, amen. Now we're going to let little Zaya come forth and read. Amen.
So make every effort to apply the benefits of these promises to your life. Then your faith will produce a life of morals.
Hmm? One extra I can see it right quick.
A life of more excellence to knowing why better. Knowing God leads to self-control. Self-control leads to patience. Endurance leads to godliness.
Amen. Where did you read from? Oh, First Peter. Amen. First Peter 1:5-7. Amen. Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord. We thank you for your love and tender mercy. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have allowed us another opportunity, oh God. Oh God, to read your word, to hear your word. Oh God, to come together in fellowship. Oh God, we just thank you for the fellowship on this evening, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, and ask that you just bless, oh God, the line this evening. Bless Joshua Outreach Ministries, oh God. Bless my husband who's not feeling like he just didn't feel like coming on the cone this evening. So we just thank God for him that he's still here and doing well. And we just so grateful to God for all that has come. We say thank God for all that will come. We say thank God. And for all those who, oh God, desire to come and won't be able to for whatever reason, we say thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said if there be two or more, he'll be a God in the midst. So we look to him. We look to you, God. We love you, God, for what you're doing, oh God. Oh God, I was crying to save us, oh God. Save us to the utmost, oh God. Save our children, oh God. Let something be said, oh Father God, that will resonate to the degree, oh Father God, that our hearts will burn, oh Father God. Oh Lord, that the disciples did it. They'll say, oh, it was so good for me to have been there today. Oh, it was so good for me to have heard that word on today. I just heard all of the encouraging words on today. Oh, God, and we will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will give you the glory. We will give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen, amen. What the world needs now is love. A sweet love, that's the only thing that there is not enough of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love, not just for some, but for everyone. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there is just not enough of. What the world need now in love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but forever, everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are ocean rivers enough to crawl, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that they just isn't enough of what the world needs now. It's love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another medal. There are corn fields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams, moving enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know what the world needs now, oh, love, sweet love. It's the only thing, it's the only thing, it's the only thing that there's just too little love. Hey, oh, what the world needs now is love. Love, sweet love. No, not just for some. Oh, but for everyone. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, our children are going back to school. Hallelujah. Children are gone. Some are gone and some are getting ready to go back to school. Amen. Amen. So we want to focus on the children going back to school. We want to encourage the children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to encourage the children on today. Amen. We want to encourage our young people. Yes, 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 yes. And when they're going back to school, amen, amen, amen. We want to encourage them to be kind. Yes, yes, yes. We want to encourage them to be kind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want them to be kind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The world needs more love. Amen. And we want to encourage our children to go back to school. Yes, yes, too. Be kind to one another. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They're going to face many things. Amen, amen. But we want them, amen, amen, to be kind. Yes, 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 be kind to one another. Amen, amen. We're talking about the children. We want our children to, amen, amen, to represent Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I saw this quote, amen, on the Facebook the other day, and I snapped it off. and I wanted to just take a moment to read it. Amen, amen. It says, school is almost starting, and I want to ask you a favor. Sit down with your child for 5 minutes and explain that there is no reason to make fun of anyone for being tall, short, chubby, skinny, black, white, or Hispanic, artistic, etc. There's nothing wrong with wearing the same shoes every day. Explain to them that a used backpack carries the same dreams as the new one. Please teach them not to exclude anyone for being different or for not having the abilities as others, the same possibilities as others. Explain to them that teasing hurts and that school is for going to learn, not to compete. You don't have to be competitive with nobody, children. You and I are worth the same. Education starts at home. Amen. And when I saw this quote, and I say I want to read it to my children. Amen, amen. I want my children to know this. Amen. And I think this is very important that our children understand what it's all about. Amen, amen. And that's why the Lord laid in my spirit to set our theme today. Amen. Set our theme for kindness. God want us to be kind to one another. Amen, amen. If we're going to provoke anyone, let it be what? To love. Amen, amen. Now we are in the children's corner. We're going to ask, do we have any children on the line that would like to come forth at this time? Do we have any children on the line that would like to come forth at this time? Amen, amen. Zaya wants to come back to us. Amen.
My name is Weissman. I'm 8 years old, and I go to second grade, and I'm going to sing Jesus, the Lord, one of the child. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, only makes you laugh. New life, new hope, new joy, new days, watching the sky. To the angels say, glory to the new born king. You can tell mighty angels, born in a lonely manger. The Virgin Mary was his mother. And just before his earthly father, there were three wise men that came from afar, and they were guided by a shining star. This is King Jesus, right in the manger, to a head. Oh, 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 Jesus, 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 oh, what a wonderful child. I'm talking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, the lonely, need your mind. You laugh, you joy, you just want to be slow. Please, Jesus, say, glory to the new born king. Glory to the new born king. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God. We have next.
My name is Jalen Harrell, and I'm going to the sixth grade, and I'm going to be singing Let Us Break Bread Together. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh. We cry together on our knees. Let us pray God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, when my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me.
Hey, brother, Sarah, brought that on in there. Have mercy, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what we are doing this evening. We want to break bread together. Amen, amen, amen. I want to ask if we have any more youth on the line. Any more youth on the line at this time? Hallelujah. All right, who we have coming next?
Larry Smith.
My name is Chris Smith. I'm going to be saying there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. I feel the chain falling. I feel the chain falling. I feel the chain falling. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Man, he's talking right here today. He told us today she's gonna, when she grew up, she's going to be a preacher. I'm like, oh, my God, what you going to preach? I'm going to preach what God says. Mm-hmm. God is great. God is everything, she said. Amen, 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 amen. God heard her say it. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you live up to it. Amen. Okay, who do we have next?
I'm about to be praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Mama, I don't know if it's
on earth.
On earth, as it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
Give us this day.
Our daily bread.
Our daily bread, and forgive us our debt.
And we forgive.
And hello, I got
this. It's not.
It is not.
And the temptation.
It's a temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory.
The power and the glory.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's our baby. She got distracted. Amen. You know her brain is way up, but she just got distracted.
Amen.
There. So we love our baby.
Amen.
For trying. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want those numbers. Any more youth on the line? Any more youth on the line? Okay. All righty. We'll go right on ahead. And who else do we have on the line that would like to make a presentation?
Not us, the Richardson, Sharon Richardson.
Amen. We're glad to have you, Minister Sharon.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Will there be another one?
Mr. Vivian is online.
Okay, Mr. Vivian.
You going to say something?
Amen, amen. Do we have another?
And my sister's with me as well.
Everybody?
And my sister is here. Augustine is here with me as well. We thank God for her.
Amen. Do we have...
Sister Regina's on the line.
Mother, Mother Regina.
Amen.
Hey, would there be another?
Mother Wynn.
Mother Wynn.
Amen. Praise God.
Man, so delighted. Would there be another? Amen, amen. And we'll move on and we'll let Minister Sharon come forward. Amen. Amen. And we pray that we all bless the children as we come, as they return back to school. Amen.
Yes, amen.
We want all bless the children. Amen, amen, amen. Come forth and make your presentation. Amen. At this time, okay. Minister Sharon, Minister Vivian. Sister Augustine, if you would love to. Sister Mother Regina and Mother Wynn, come in that order. Amen.
Amen.
If the coin lights up and I see someone, I may ask you that any more youth come on the line, but other than that, just go forward. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be reading the seven verses from Psalm 37. First verse read as follows. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Verse 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Verse 5, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust him also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Verse 7 and last, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. God, we have already been blessed. Excuse me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for the breath of life, Lord God. I thank you for your blessings, Lord God. I thank you for the children, Lord God. Continue to bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Watch over each and every child that's going back to school. Cover them with your precious blood and your anointed oil of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you for the children. I thank you for my grandchildren. I thank you for my great-grandbabies. Lord God, watch over all of them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this prayer line, Lord God. I ask you to continue on blessing it. Bless Sister Zaidi, bless her husband in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for this line, Lord God. Thank you for blessing Sister Vivian, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them all covered in your precious blood and your anointed oil of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. And I thank you and I praise you. Bless each and every one that's on this line today. Lord God, cover them with your precious blood and your anointed oil of the Holy Spirit. And Father God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus, that's a wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me go back to the corner and ask if there's any youth on. If there's any youth, come on the line. Did any youth come on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Announce yourself and come forward, my dear. Then we'll go. Then we'll come back to Minister Vivian. Yeah, announce yourself, dear, and come forward.
It's Umbry Cat from the Shiny Stars, a little. And today I will be singing. Hello?
I can hear you, sweetie.
Okay. Real. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, he gave me the victory. So many people died him. I can't live without him. That is what I
love him so. He's so real to me. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people died here. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. I would not be a sinner to tell you the reason why. If the Lord should call me, I won't be ready to die. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people died here. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Breathe. Amen. I hope you can stay on the line and receive the blessing. The young people are going to bless and they can go back, return back to school. Amen. Thank you for the blessing, for blessing us. Amen. Let us know Jesus is real to you. Amen. Amen. Come forward, Minister Vivian.
Praise God. Praise God. I am just so happy to hear the children tonight praising God. Oh, we are just standing up on God's word because he said, train them up when they are young. When they get older, they won't depart. And we are praying that the Holy Spirit continue to endow them, that when things come up in their way, praise God, they'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And God's angels will help them and ward off the enemy, praise God. So I'm going to pray right now for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you said suffer little children, Lord. We're going to stand up on your word because you said, Lord, if we give your word back to you, God, Lord God, you will hear us. So you said in your word, suffer little children to come unto you, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Yes, these children is bound for the kingdom. Hallelujah. We are believing that, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, as they grow, they're going to grow more and more in the admonition of you. That, Father God, when, oh God, as they grow into teens and get into college and all this, God, Lord, the word of God will be burning in their hearts, oh God. Lord God, that they, oh God, stand firm and stand strong against the enemy. They will not bow down to anything that, oh God, that will cause them to fall away from you, oh God. Father God, they'll always have you in view. We apply the blood of Jesus over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, that, oh God, when they're going through hard times, they'll call upon your name, because in that name is deliverance, in that name is power, in that name, oh God, you will give them power to tread over scorpions and demons, oh God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, that you makes a way where there seemeth to be no way, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in these children's lives now, God. It's a now time in their lives, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, we just thank you, oh Father God, for their parents and their grandparents, oh God, Lord, that's leading these children in the right direction. Bless their homes, oh God, as they go out and as they come in, oh God. Bless them, oh Father God, Lord God. Oh God, may you provide for them everything that they need, God. Now, God, that's one of your promises, oh God. You said, oh God, whatever we need, God, long as we are in you, God. So, Lord, provide for them. Let them never have lack in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit forever move, oh God. Lord, you said you got angels, oh God, encamped all about, God. So let the angels, oh God, guide them. Let your light shine from heaven, oh God. Oh God, and guide them, God. Oh God, you got enough guidance, Lord. Oh God, surrounding them, God. Oh God, oh, thank you, God, for your guiding light, praise God. Hallelujah. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, God, that rightfully belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away, drift away, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And we are praying that these children, souls are anchored in Jesus. So when the storm comes, hallelujah, they won't drift away. Praise God. Back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. Augustine, Mother Regina.
Sister Augustine.
Amen.
All right. Yes, this is Augustine, and I'd like to say I thank God for this opportunity to hear you guys tonight. I don't always be on the line, but this is a blessing tonight, and I just love the way the children have been instilled with the word and how they are being used with the word in song and in praise and in worshiping God. And my cousin Zadie, I appreciate you. I thank God for all of your prayers, even though all what I done been through, you all know the story, you know, partially anyway. And I just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for what you're doing. And I just want you to stay encouraged and continue a good work in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for you. Thank you. Amen. Mother Regina.
Good evening. Good evening. And I thank the Lord for being able to be on this evening. And I've been enjoying the children as they singing and going on. I just hear the little children singing, giving God praises. I'm going to read five verses of the 27th division of Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy and my foe, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they shall stumble and fall. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. For the wall should not rise against me. This will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And like I said, I thank you, Lord. And I listened at the church because we had a program last Sunday. And when they come to the youth part, the youth their part. But you could tell the ones that had been studying and the Bible and everything, because as they asked the questions, and, you know, when we was young, we all had to learn the books of the Bible and everything. And now, you know, just to see those children, one little boy, and every, you know, whenever she, scripture, she called out and the book, he could go right through it while the others had to look at the back of the book. And I said, Lord, that just goes to show you, you know, when they study and get into that word and try to, you know, learn this, you teach them all you want, but they got, you know, take heed. So I just love to hear those kids, little children, you know, and they so bold with it, you know, and they're singing and going, praying and going on. And I thank the Lord for them, and I thank the Lord for the grandparents and the parents and the grandparents. And I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this day, this beautiful day. And I thank the Lord for this time now that we be able to get on and hear from each other, Father God. Lord, I just thank you. This evening, Father God, we thank you for keeping the children as they go back to school, Father God. We know they're just getting started. They have a long ways to go. But, Father God, I know you say you would be with us. You never leave us nor forsake us, and I just thank you this evening. I thank you, Father God, for grace. Thank you for mercy, Father God. Thank you for keeping us all, Father God. Oh, Father God, because we all need you, and we can't get along without you. And, Father God, we ask you to pray for the sick and shut in. Our former pastor, Father God, he had surgery yesterday, and we just ask you to be with Reverend Thomas, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And my little cousin, Robert Powell, Father God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, because this has been a good day for me, and I pray it's been a good day for you all, too. And I thank you, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. God bless you, Mother. Amen. I want to go back to the call and see if we have any more youth that have come to the line. Do we have any more youth that have come to the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Announce yourself and come forth.
We're the London Brothers. And my name is Keisha London, and I want to be doing the prayers for you guys today. Dear God, I come before you with my family today. Be our guide in whatever we do. Help us live in unity. I pray that each one of us will grow in understanding. Help us to love and accept others as we are with all our strengths and our shortcomings. I pray that no ploy from the wicked to divide us will prosper. Keep us unified. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
My name is Kenari London, and I'm going to be doing a prayer. Dear God, bless my family and friends and all the people in the world who need blessings today. As I come before you in prayer, I ask that no bitterness, betray, and sweet souls you have placed in us soften the hearts of the stubborn, may common sense prevail and success follow. I am grateful for protection. Thanks. And give praise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the London Brothers. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I hope you heard. Amen. Our theme today is to encourage you, young people, as you return to school. Amen. Amen. I hope y'all stay on the line a little while longer. We only have a few more minutes. Amen. While you are being encouraged by others. Amen. Amen. Just a few more minutes. I love y'all for coming. Okay. Now, Mother Wynn.
Amen. God bless you, Minister. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for the one who is teaching the children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, to come, my Shonda, to come to know you, God. You told us to train up our children in the way we should go. When they get old, Lord, they won't depart. But, Lord, in the name of this time, this is crucial time, Lord, that the children need to know, Lord, that they need a covering over them, God. The parent is their covering at home. But when they leave, God, oh, they still have you, God. You are their covering. You are, oh, God, protect them, oh, God, in the time of need. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, they're learning, Lord God, to pray, they're learning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they need you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help them, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, growing in wisdom and knowledge and understanding in all of their ways, Lord. Help them to acknowledge you, and you will direct that path. You'll order their steps in your will, and your kingdom will come, Lashanda, Eva Shanda, even the more in them, God. And, Lord, I give you all praise, all glory, and all honor in Jesus' name. Oh, thank God, thank God. I just thank God for Sister Zadie, amen, taking the time out and working with the children and letting them know that they need God. They are not too young, amen, to die, amen. And if they stay with God when they get old, God, it won't be no thing that they would dread if they stay with God, because they'd be absent with the, and the body would be present with the Lord. So this is teaching them now to love God and to depend on God and trust in him, and God will never leave them. Amen. And the children take example of their parent at home. And when they go to school, amen, they are under the teacher. So they'll know then how to interact and how to carry themselves in a certain particular way that even the teacher would know something in them. I heard the sister say that you can tell the children has been studying the word. And that's true. It's just like we as adults. If you study the word, you know, guess what? You'll know what the word says. And if you may not always be able to go to the scripture, but you know what it's saying. You can say amen to whatever's being said because you know what the word says. It's so important these days for the children, amen, to help them to know. When they go to school in the morning, say their prayers. Say their prayers. And it's so awesome how they pray. That is a blessing.
Yeah.
That means that something is being given to them and it's in their heart. Yes, Lord, I would sing a song, but I know the time is short. So bless you, children. Take heed to what you've been taught and think about it when you go to school. I don't care who's doing wrong, you do right. Amen?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's going to help you to get through whatever you have to face, I have to go through. God will be there for you. And he's with the righteous. Yes, he is. Though your little mind is on the Lord, and God hears you when you call on him. The song said, God loves the little children, all the little children of the world. God loves you all. Amen. And our parent, if you love your children and you know what's right, you're going to teach them what's right. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, encouraging the children. Amen, encouraging the children. The children need, amen, to be encouraged. Amen, amen, amen. And what I read earlier, many of you didn't get a chance to hear me read it, but it reads like this, and it's quoted by my sister-in-law, Ruby Roussel, and she said, school is almost starting, and I want to ask you a favor. Sit down with your children. She's talking to the parents. So talk to your children for 5 minutes. And explain to them that there is no reason to make fun of anyone for being tall, short, chubby, skinny, black, white, Hispanic, artistic, or whatever the situation is. There is nothing wrong with wearing the same shoes every day. Explain to them that use backpacks. Carry the same dreams as the new ones. Teach them to not exclude anyone for being different or not having the same possibilities as others. And explain to them that teasing hurts and that school is not for going, that school is for going to learn, not to compete. Yes, you don't have to compete with anyone. Amen. Go to school to learn. Amen. So our thought today is to be kind. To be kind. To be kind is a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Amen. It's one of the attributes of Christ, our Lord. Uh-huh. Yeah, Jesus said, Jesus taught us how to be kind. Jesus gives us instruction in the midst of his teaching to love our enemies. Telling us it doesn't matter what someone else does to you. Be kind anyway. Our kindness cannot be based on the action or attitude of others. Amen, amen. We must, hallelujah, we must do it God's way.
Right.
Amen, amen. And honey, the question said, why does Jesus want us to be kind? We were once living for ourselves. But like it said in Titus 3, God in his own kindness towards us intervened in our lives and extended to us his grace. So now, because we belong to him, before we come to get God's word, before we were introduced to God's love and the fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, before we were introduced to Christ, we were just doing and saying and acting any old way. But now we realize what Christ has done for us. And because we belong to Jesus, we too are called to follow his example and clothe ourselves in his kindness. Kindness. Amen. 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 God knows that a kind word puts away wrath. A kind word, a person can be so angry and bitter, but a kind word will just calm them down. It'll just calm down. And a person who shows loving kindness towards others is often known as a person of peace and understanding. Jesus shows us these attributes, and he taught his followers the importance of being kind to one another and to share with each other. Amen, amen. God loves us, and he wants us to be kind. Hallelujah. So you go back to school, show kindness. Show kindness. Amen. Show kindness. Amen, amen. Be kind to one another. Amen. The scripture here says, as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. So to them. Treating others how you want to be treated is one of the easiest ways to display our heart. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. So, amen. So we want to show kindness. Amen. Yeah, God will notice when we practice kindness, and he will reward you for demonstrating this virtue. He knows that it can be hard to choose compassion if you feel someone has hurt you. But these verses, amen, must be kindness towards others, kind children, and God will be kind to you, and others will be kind. He'll give you favor. Like Mother said, he'll give you favor. Amen, amen. This is our word for tonight. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Father, we thank you, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God, and pray that you, oh God, receive all of the requests of Father God. Oh God, we offer our children to you, Lord God. Open up the sick and the studying to you, Father God. Open up the bereaved to you, Lord God. Open up, oh God, every area, something that we don't even know about, oh Father God, but we just ask that you would just, oh God, just prick hearts and illuminate minds and change wills throughout, oh God, God, yes. God, your universe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Richardson had a special request. Amen. Amen. We want to pray for that young person that she was requesting, oh God, for prayer for. God, we just ask, oh God, that you have already intervened, oh Father God. You have already worked a miracle, oh Father God. We just claim it, oh God, that you have already intervened, Father God, oh Father God. And anyone else, oh Father God. Oh God, we pray that you have already stepped in. My husband, daughter-in-law. Amen, amen. We thank you that you have already intervened, oh Father God, this morning, oh Father God. We thank you that it's already done, God. You told us to call upon you. We made our requests, oh God. Oh God, and you told us to pray in Jesus' name. Thy will be done in Jesus' name. And we give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God, for it all. Amen, amen. Be back next Saturday at the same time. Amen, amen. On tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Amen. Minister Vivian will be on same number. Amen. Every Friday night at 7 o'clock. Amen, amen. Already blessed. Let us love on one another before we leave. Amen. Let us fellowship. Amen, amen. Till we meet again. Until we meet again. God be with us. Till we meet again. Oh, till we meet again. Till we meet again. May God, oh God, be with us. Till we meet. Again, I love you all.
Love you too. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night now.